Harper and Harper Audio present Love Life, How to Raise Your Standards, Find Your Person, and Live Happily No Matter What, by Matthew Hussey. This is the author. To Audrey Hussey, the woman in the elevator. To Mum, for carrying the torch further. And to all who not only seek love, but are brave enough to give it. This is for you. Introduction. Karma is a bitch. Confession time. For most of my life, I have been a terrible person to date. I may have been an effective coach and speaker, but I was still a man in his 20s. Albeit one in the surreal position of seeing comments under my videos that read, he would be the perfect guy to date. Many people assumed that someone with my emotional intelligence had to be a wonderful person to be with. They were wrong. I can say with 100% certainty that I have never been, by any stretch of the imagination, the perfect guy to date. And though I've always had enough self-awareness to feel uneasy reading those comments, I had no idea in my 20s, and dare I say, even in my early 30s, the extent to which the opposite of this was true. From the moment I started my career as a professional dating coach, as a 19-year-old giving advice to women, I was doomed to fail as a partner. This is perhaps the fate of all coaches, therapists, and advice givers of every variety who do not become enlightened before starting to dole out wisdom at scale, which is to say, all of us. Except maybe Eckhart Tolle. His enlightenment seems pretty legit. The rest of the gang falls short more times than we would like to admit. And the great joke of life is that from the moment we start ranting righteously about any one thing, life will conspire to make us trip up in that specific area. So what exactly made me such a terrible person to date? I dated multiple people at the same time, without exactly announcing I was doing so. For the most part, I didn't lie about it. I just didn't actively say it, because it was convenient for me not to. Sometimes, I lied about it. On occasions where I told myself it was the right thing to do, because I was sparing the feelings of the person I was with. A fluid relationship with the truth I have since worked to correct. I occasionally ghosted people. I slept with people and then let it fizzle out, without ever really acknowledging, or even having the awareness, that feelings were being hurt. In some cases, I continued to seek the attention of people who wanted more with me, even though, if I'd been honest with myself, I'd already made my mind up about not wanting more with them. I did this because the attention felt good, and life was lonely without it. In slow, quiet moments, in times when I desperately needed to sit with my feelings, work out my shit, and learn how to be alone, I picked up the phone and called somebody new. It's one of the reasons my content has been so hard-hitting. When I tell women what to watch out for, it's often a younger, more reckless version of myself. I'm not saying I wasn't a gentleman. Was I chivalrous? Absolutely. Was I kind? Most of the time, yes. I wanted to treat everyone well. I loathed the idea of ever hurting anybody. Did I care about people's feelings? Deeply. But in the end, I cared about mine more. The way I dated when I dated casually just had a way of hurting people. And yet, the most pain I caused was not when things didn't lead to a relationship, but the times when it did. Why? Because even when I thought I was ready, I was not. I was not ready for real commitment or for any kind of compromise, nor was I ready to make any kind of plan for the future. I still negatively framed relationships as a sacrifice, but I was ready to enjoy being in love. And this, I would later learn, is not the same thing as being ready for a relationship. Not that I was aware of any of this at the time. If you'd have asked me then, I would have told you with no lack of sincerity that I was a great person to be with. I felt deeply. I loved
Sample complete. Ready to continue?